Welcome to the Me, My Thoughts, and Eyes podcast, a podcast that's a collection of random thoughts from the scatterbrain. I am your host, Jinx, and listener discretion may be advised. In my mind,
it's over 9,000!
What? 9,000?
I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? The closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we got a demo tape and don't nobody want to hear, but it's like this, the South got something to say. That's all I got to say.
Super Bowl ain't even happened yet, and Cowboy fans already talking about some. It's all good. Next year's our year. For real. I can feel it. No, it ain't. Joker's got Kanye levels of delusion. I clear these Southeast streets is like Pusha T. If you know, you know. Joints be jacked up. Don't be no lines and nothing nowhere. Is this two lanes? Is it one lane? I don't know. Is this the left turning lane, right turning lane, straight, left only? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
So I got mothered something serious the other day. So I'm leaving the library to go catch the bus to go to campus, right? And it's mad cold. You know, this is 20 degree weather or below and the winds are strong. Like when we have all that snow and ice and all that. And so I'm trying to rush out to catch the library. I mean, not library, catch the bus. I have my jacket on. So I'm layered up. I got like undershirt, t-shirt, hoodie, and then an overcoat on. I got my gloves on. I have a scarf, my beanie or whatever. Like, so I'm good, but as I'm rushing out, I have everything on, but I don't have my jacket zipped up. But I'm just like, okay, let me catch this bus. And as I'm walking out the door, a black woman is walking in, and she stops me dead in my tracks. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, and she's not even like that much older. She looks like she could have been around my age or not that much older. But she just stops me and just like, it's cold out here. It's 19 degrees and you need to zip your jacket up and all this. And I'm like, okay, yes, ma'am, I'm going to do that. And I'm thinking like, cool, I'm going to say that and keep it moving. She's like, no, she's waiting. She's like, do it now. Like, I'm going to catch pneumonia out here. And so like she stops. I had a book in my hand. She takes a book out of my hand so I can zip up better. Sits there and she just like saying some other stuff to me. And I'm at this point, I'm just like, I can't say nothing other than yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I zip my jacket up. Then she put your hat down more. She pulls my hat down more from my head and then takes my scarf and fixes it up a little better than what I had. And then she's like, okay, there you go. Because I just had to, okay, thank you, ma'am. I just had to keep it moving. I couldn't say nothing. And it's even funnier because in the moment I was like, man, I feel like I'm 12 years old. And I was just laughing about it. But I didn't even think about it at the time. Like, dang. She caught me on the way out to catch the bus to go to school. I really am 12 years old. But it's all good, though, because your boy was warm, though. Only a mother can have you as bundled up as good as I've been. Mama. Sometimes I like to sit back and reflect and feel old by thinking about how far technology has come. And man, I'm just thinking about my original laptop I had back from like high school, and man, that thing went through the wire, and I meant that literally, line wire and kazaa. But line wire and them had so much daggone malware on my laptop, bro. Oh Lord knows, good thing I wasn't using credit cards or doing online purchasing back then, because I know somebody had all my information. Oh goodness, and pop-ups for days, good Lord. Oh, that's what I get for living in sin. That's the price you pay to pirate. My music library was lit, though. My laptop got spyware that I can't lie here, but I got no place to go. I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't critique or criticize different political candidates just because they are black and or a woman. You definitely should. You definitely should. Everyone deserves, if they're running for office, especially a president, they deserve to be up under that microscope and scrutinized.
no matter race or gender or, but I just feel like if you really coming at the black candidates this hard because you feel like it's important that we're informed about what they stand for and you know, their policies and action and past actions or whatever, I need you to keep that same energy with the white candidates. So specifically thinking about like how much Kamala Harris has been thrown out there. And I know she has some stuff, right? I think particularly around with Kevin Cooper, which that is a wild read on itself. And I know a lot of other issues in terms of her being a prosecutor and all of that, that I've been hearing. So, I mean, this is valid stuff that we should know and be informed about, right? And she should be called into question for. But once again, if you're going super hard for her, I feel like there needs to be, you know, you need to be doing the same thing for all the candidates. If you're really doing this about democracy and an informed choice, right? Because I know all skin folk ain't kin folk, so I know there's some people that do that have been saying some stuff about Cory Booker too. I don't know anything about him either. See, I have my own research to do, but I'm not about to be out here and tearing down both the black candidates and or two of the black candidates. I don't know how many everybody throwing their name in the race, but I'm not about to be out here tearing down the black candidates while I let the white candidates skate by when they probably got the same, just as worse stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even worse. So, for anybody that's out there throwing, you know, all these visceral, I don't even say visceral attacks, but if you, as you're framing it, making, you know, these great criticisms and just kind of bringing stuff to life, to light, great. I'm just bookmarking who I notice says what, and I just hope you say something else about these other candidates that are running too. Because that's in the name of all of it, in all fairness in the race, right? Everybody, like I said, everybody deserves to be scrutinized and put up under that microscope. But if you only are doing that to the black candidates and the women candidates, I don't know, that look a little funny to me. Just me personally. That's what I'm thinking. Once again, I'm not defending anything Kamala or any other candidate has done. Not at all. It's not about that at all. Like I said, I appreciate the information and that it's being called, you know, she's being called into question, right? I just would also appreciate information about the rest of the candidates too, not just her. If, you know, that's what you stand for. That's all I'm saying.
Happy Black History Month, everybody. I ain't really had nothing special planned for it. I just wanted to wish everybody that. And you know how we do McDonald's Black 365. You know what I'm saying? 24/8. Stay hungry for this knowledge. oh, boy, shut up. Anywho, what I will say is I will implore anybody to take the time to go and find some of those unsung heroes of black history. You know, the ones who we don't hear. We hear the main ones all the time, you know what I'm saying? But like let's reach back and take a look at some of the other folks who don't get promoted as often and frequently, right? So I don't know, like for instance, I want to say Fannie Lou Hamer, right? So I've been listening to some of her speeches and recently, and I don't want to say she's like an unknown, but like I feel like she ain't Black History starting five though, right? But either way it goes, like I know the name, I know, and what's important about Fannie Lou Hamer now is that she, you know, she fought, one of her big thing was that she fought really hard for voter suppression, or against voter suppression, I should say. But she definitely did a lot of advocating around getting people, you know, registered to vote and all of that. And I believe that's what they call Mississippi's Freedom Summer that she organized. So, yeah, I've just been kind of reading a little bit up on her. Mostly, like I said, I've been listening to the speeches, but definitely going to read a little more, too, as well. It's just always kind of funny, not ha-ha, but ironic when you read up on some of your history, your civil rights leaders, and beyond that, and you just realize, oh, voter suppression, that's still a big issue today. You know, people are still, you know, there's still all these efforts going to keep blacks and other people of color from being able to vote. And I'll keep digging deeper myself into finding more of these unsung voices within black history. I mean, at this point, in a sense, just the nature of my program and everything, I'm sort of always steep within it, but I do want to make sure that I take the extra steps to outside of a class assignment to continue to just sort of educate myself and learn more about different people who, you know, never per se heard of before. And once you start looking deeper into our history and finding out who really did stuff, what you're really going to find out is, and realize if you don't already should know, is that you're going to find a lot of black women who go unnoticed, right? Because, I mean, patriarchy, that's the way things are set up, unfortunately. So it shouldn't be surprising that, you know, black women's work gets erased. But honestly, when you think about a lot of these efforts, is usually black women, or women in period, really across the board, are usually the strongest organizers in terms of getting things together, especially with social justice causes. And so the further back you go, you're just going to pay attention that, like, shouts out to Faith Uncut. I'll post a link to their most recent episode where they're kind of doing this. They're digging into in black history and some leaders and figures that are not necessarily always put out there. Like, I think, like an Ella Baker, who is responsible for organizing SNCC, so the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And I believe she also helped within some of the organization for SCLC, Southern Christians Leader Conference, I believe, right? And that's where you get your Martin Luther King coming out of there. So these are, you know, we always get the Dr. Kings, Malcolm X's, and whoever, but we don't get, you know, they're the faces, but there are so many different women and other men too as well. But definitely, if you're thinking about with women, there's a lot of women and members of the LGBTQIA community that get left out and overlooked and erased, honestly, through our history. So I would definitely say implore and look back. Like I said, I'll link the Faith Uncut episode, because they talk about some other people. They talk about, like, a Bayard Rustin, who is someone I know of, and he's a little bit more known now too, but he was a very instrumental figure as well, but gay man, so therefore people don't talk about him as much. But just thinking of other people, they bring up, like, a Claudette Colvin, who I think has been receiving a little bit more notoriety. Like, I see her name popping up more so with the Claudette Colvin. She was the woman or girl at the time, actually, who sat down, refused to, you know, get up on the bus first before Rosa, or at least directly before Rosa Parks. I think there might have been someone who did it even earlier, or women who did it even earlier than that. But as we give all that, and no disrespect to Miss Parks, but it was Claudette who refused to get up, and then NAACP sort of took it and decided to take Rosa to be the face for the actual bus boycotts and be the one to sit down. And because, so she was like, oh, she's a pregnant teenager, so they didn't want to use her as the face. Also, Claudette Colvin is dark-skinned. We know Rosa is very fair-skinned, so colorism has a little play in there too as well. So, you know, there are a lot of other people out there. It's a lot of history for us to learn. It doesn't start and stop with this month. It goes on forever. Even if you're looking into some of the figures who we do see all the time, like the face of it all, of civil rights, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., even if you look deeper into, like, what cookie cutter stuff we get for him, or we get fed about him all the time, you realize that, nah, Dr. King was a little more, I guess you could say, radical than people like to let it lead it on to believe he was about more than just say, hey, let's all get along and all that. Nah, he was, especially towards, you know, the latter end of his life before he was assassinated, he definitely was talking more about anti-capitalism and speaking out against the Vietnam War. And these were things that were making him very unpopular. But no one likes to bring these up too often. You just get I had a dream speech over and over again. So, yeah, even with your leaders, we get spoon-fed all the time. Let's, you know, I just would implore to take a little deeper dive into their works as well. Yeah, that's really my thing for Black History Month, for this month. But this episode anyway. I'll make sure I try to include some different links and resources out there. I will suggest to read Dr. Brittany C. Cooper's Beyond Respectability. It's Beyond Respectability, the Intellectual Thought of Race Women. But that's another great read where she's giving light to a lot of the Black women intellectuals throughout history that who are stuck in the shadows of people like Dr. King, or W.E.B. Du Bois, etc. So people like Anna Julia Cooper, Mary Church Terrell, Polly Murray. These are like, I think, the top three that she talks about within that book. She mentions some other people too, but those are the top three that coming off the top of my head. I haven't read the book since it came out, but definitely check that out. And lastly, something I need to do more too. Just, you know, talk to your folks, your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever. Me and my cousins talked years ago about getting these stories while we still can, and we haven't really done it, but I did over Christmas. I talked with my granny a little bit about growing up and different things, which usually mostly led to a conversation about women. Rudolph, Olympic gold medalist, if you do not know, but she's like, her and my granny grew up together, so they cool, or they were cool. Rest in peace, Miss Rudolph. Yeah, so we were just talking a little bit about these things, but you know, you might be surprised to find out. I don't know how often anyone else talks to their elders about anything, but you know, they were around during integration. They might have been leading, they might have been marching, they might have known Dr. King or Ella Baker or Fannie Lou Hamer. They might have, I don't know. You don't know if you don't ask. Then again, probably if they was cool with Dr. King or somebody like that, yeah, I feel like they probably be bragging, like, you know, I know Dr. King, right?
Sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once. And you lying, you ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up at Dr. Martin Luther King, I say, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Thank you for listening to the Me, My Thoughts, and Eyes podcast. You can find me wherever you like to listen: Anchor, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, etc. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Thoughts and Eyes. That's eyes spelled EYES. Check out my blog on WordPress, memythoughtsandeyes.wordpress.com. Feel free to send me an email at memythoughtsandeyes@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment, and feel free to hit me up with any feedback or criticisms you may have. Once again, thank you, and be blessed.